Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Everybody, hey, we're back. This is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We had some technical difficulties, but we had to come back here. We're still YouTube living, as far as I could tell. Everything looks good. So we got some people calling in. Maybe they can hear us and verify they can do it. So looks good. Everything sounds good on my end. I hope everybody can still hear me. If you can't, let's see. Can you hear that? Can you hear me? Wake up, everybody. Here we go. I did not add these sound effects, but they just came, they just appeared one day. So I was like, well, I guess, you know, that's kind of cool. But I guess everything works out all right. But I was talking about earlier, we had a YouTube live moment where we were going over the article that happened for the protest out in California. No articles were written today about them because guess what? Nobody did anything because Friday didn't happen either. They had a news report out on Friday and people were blocking the intersection, but the cops came out there and said, okay, you can't be out here the whole time. You got to let the trucks in, you know, or you're going to get arrested and everything. And of course, you know, everybody's an outlaw trucker until, you know, it's time to do outlaw trucker crap. So they were like, oh, we don't want to get arrested. So, you know, let's go walk on the sidewalk, let the trucks go by. He goes, now you can walk back out there. In about another 5 minutes, we'll have to let some more trucks in. And the port of Los Angeles was like, hey, everything went smoothly. So the protest really didn't do anything. Oh, something got cut off. Did I get knocked out? No, my thing went down. I think my music got cut off. Make sure everything's working right. I don't know what I did there. Is it working? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wrong. I called in a couple minutes before you come on, and
yeah,
and they said the show would start in 2 minutes and some seconds, and then it queued up, you know, and the intro come on, and after that was over, it was just crickets, man, just dead silent.
Okay, so
that's
you didn't
why
hear
I sent that message.
Anything.
I said I didn't know. That's why I called Tiff, and she said yeah. She said it's saying that there's a show scheduled, but oh well. All right, I'll just sit back and listen for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Everything works great. There we go.
What are you fools doing? Welcome to the Ed and Greg Show.
Yeah.
Now, everything will go, we can't guarantee you everything's going to go smoothly today, but it will happen.
As I say, that's what happens all the time. It's like, you know, I tell people all the time, they're like, so do you do this like every day? I said, well, yeah, but I mean, like, they're like, well, how much money you make? I said, don't make any money. I was like, this is not even my job. I got a regular job, you know. And they're so kind of like when everybody kind of sees the bumps and everything, they're like, this is not my job.
That's almost so, yeah. Like trucking.
No,
I
try to.
Supposed to do out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I called them once and they said there was no show scheduled in the next 24 hours, and I'm like, I thought you were YouTube live, and then I tried again, and then. It rang through, and then I hear
well,
Greg.
Was,
so
probably
I think
I was in
we're good now.
Setting it back up because when I
right.
I remember, you know, we had this problem before where you got to disconnect because the direct connect didn't hit, you know, like it's supposed to. So I want to just disconnect and reconnect. Well, I couldn't do it. It ended the show on me. So yeah, we had to get that done. But yeah, so I had to redo it and everything is fine. But man, I was talking, you know, because when it came up, everything went smoothly. I did a little Google search because we were like, hey, what happened with California? Did they protest? Did they shut everything down or what? And no, nothing happened. You know, they did
no,
a report.
California's just being California.
Yeah. They did a report on Friday, and the people that, well, there's like 20 people standing in the middle of the road not letting trucks in. And the cops are like, well, you're going to have to let some trucks in. So they go on the sidewalk. They let about five or six trucks in. And then they go back out there. 5 minutes later, they got to go back on the sidewalk, let another, you know, five or six trucks in. And the port of Los Angeles said, well, everything went smoothly. Nothing slowed down or anything.
Yeah.
And And then I was like, well, they're all union anyway, so if they did have to, like, kind of sit and wait, they don't care.
Yeah, they get paid anyway. Typical trucker bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I was just talking about that and showed the article that they did. I mean, I think it was crazy because the funny thing about it is that when they go to talk to the people, they said that they say it's impossible for us to meet their requirements that they're requiring us to do. And basically all it is you got to go do the paperwork to call yourself your own company, probably articles of incorporation or stuff like that. And that's easy to get. That's not that hard to get. So it's like, I don't even understand why they're, I mean, maybe it's California's laws that are hard, because you go incorporate in any other state and it's kind of like, just, you know, fill this paper out, send in $20, you're good to go. So I don't understand why they're crying about it, you know. So
they're talking to the wrong people. They need to talk to Newsom. You remember what Newsom told him down in Florida?
Like
your freedom, you need to move from Florida back to California, man.
So this is the funny thing. So as I'm telling my little story here, you know, that's when Tiff chimed in and said, you know, hey, ain't no sound. I said, well, crap, you know. So anyway, I was talking about how people need to, like, be able to relax, but still get good information, but able to laugh about some things. And I tune in my little app for my cable, and it allows me to watch Fox News Live or whatever. So what I do is I tune in to that. Greg Gutfeld does a comedy show on Fox News at night, like around the same time that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and all those guys get on there. And, I mean, he is just drop-dead funny about everything. Of course, he talks about Hunter a lot because that's funny, you know, and everything. But then he was like, you know, he said Gavin Newsom did ads in Florida telling all the Floridians to move to California so that they can, you know, be better in California. And meanwhile, Ron DeSantis had ads that tell all the Californians to get the fuck out of Florida.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he did do that, man. Newsom did that. He come over there and said, if you like your freedom, you know, Trump and them's trying to take all your books and take all your freedom away. If you like your freedom, you need to pack up and move to California. I'm thinking, yeah, okay.
Yeah, 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 he did that. I mean, he was saying, if you want abortion on demand, and if you want to be able to teach your kids about any gender you want, then move to California.
You know, unbelievable.
Yeah. But it was so funny because he's like, you know, just like here, there are billboards still in Austin right now. If you drive through downtown Austin, billboards are all over the place. It says, don't California my Texas. It's all over the place.
Don't California my Texas, really.
Yep.
They're in Arizona, too. Don't California my Arizona. Everyone's moving out of that stupid state. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got someone from California that lives next door to me, but I haven't even talked to him since he moved in.
Hey, Robbie, stay home, because I don't want you Arizona and my Ohio no more either for a while.
You know what? I don't want to come to your house anyway.
Oh,
screw those iced teas.
You lying chicken lollipop.
That's right. Hey, at least you got something right.
Yep. But well, I guess we'll get to hit the number here, and somebody else push one, and I got to bring them on, so I didn't bring them on. I thought maybe this person had control of the button, so they could just hit the button whenever they wanted.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. We're in trouble now.
I didn't because I didn't, you know, I figured, no, I'll let you run it since, you know, I do that quite frequently. But, no, I was sitting here, I was just listening, and I had to hit one only for the fact I started laughing when Robbie came on, because that was just hilarious.
What? Well, welcome to the Greg and Robbie show. That's right. I have it exactly right, because nobody else wants to call in, but they just want to listen and whatever.
You know, I mean, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine down here this weekend, and they were talking about, you know, well, you know, how does your show going and everything like that. And I said, well, nobody calls in. I get emails, we get messages, we get comments all the time saying, hey, great show, love listening to your show, good information, keep up the great work, everything's great, everything like that. And I said, well, call in. They're like, nah.
Yeah, it's like a protest. Everybody wants to do it, but nobody will.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
The cops came out there and said, you know, if you don't get out of the way, we're going to have to arrest you. And they're like, well, we can't get arrested. You know, we're regular people. We're not going to get arrested and all that. So everybody's outlaw trucker until outlaw trucker shit's got to be done.
That's right.
But yep.
Oh well.
So yeah, that's about it. I mean, you know, ain't much else. I looked at a couple of things. Actually, there was one thing that I saw on here that I was going to look up and before I got distracted and it was Lady Trucker. Lady Trucker's death at truck stop under investigation. And I was trying to see where all this was. In Mississippi on Sunday, officials are investigating the death of a female trucker at a truck stop in Mississippi on Sunday. And the body of the trucker from Florida was found at the Pilot Travel Center in New Albany, Mississippi on July 17th. Well, we mean like body in the truck or what? You know, that they don't say that. It says Union County coroner told the news that the woman was 55 years old, but the woman's name was not yet been released pending notification of family. Performed determined the driver's cause of death. It says the autopsy will be performed. No further information has been released. This just happened, so nobody knows anything. And look up the news. It's local news in New Albany, Mississippi. Wow. At the Pilot.
That's one of the many. You know, how much of that goes on every day that you don't hear about?
Well, that's,
you know,
there's
people dying. There's truck drivers dying in these trucks every day out here, but you don't hear about it unless, you know.
Right. Because we know.
The woman is why you heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's if it's suspicious, then you'll know that if it's a female trucker that maybe got assaulted or something, we don't know. And it doesn't even say,
right,
like, if it was in her truck or not. That's not, we don't know. So, but yeah, I mean, we know the people that run the Trucker's Final Mile, and there's other services that do that. And, I mean, it's amazing. You talk to the people, and they're like, yeah, every day they get phone calls from family members.
Right.
Because not only do these people pass away in their vehicles, but they might even be working for some kind of company, and the company won't even, it's like, get that body out of my truck, and we'll go recover the truck. But you're on your own trying to get that body back to your...
How many times have I said that? All you are, all these drivers are to these companies out here is an ass in the seat.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You die in
this
truck, they don't care. They run you, work you for nothing, run you to death. And if you die in the truck, well, fine. They just go over there and they snatch your dead ass out of there. You know, spray some lights on the truck, tell somebody get in that damn thing and take off, man. Get going.
Yeah.
That truck's got to move. They don't care. They don't care about you. I don't care what company it is. They don't care. There might be a couple out there, but not very damn many.
A lot of these companies, what they do is they'll show you when you hire on, especially these bigger companies that have, you know, these, all of these resources and everything. But they tell you, we even have life insurance for the truck driver. Like what they want you to do is they want you to give them $2 or $3 a week out of your paycheck to pay for the insurance, so that if you do pass away, they don't have to pay for it.
They
the insurance covers it.
That's right. They get a big life insurance policy too.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's self-insured through them.
You're buying an insurance policy for that company.
Yeah.
That's almost bad. Doing that for the company, taking out a life insurance policy for your trucking company, that's almost as bad as getting one for your wife, getting one for your wife.
He must not be at home.
Policy a lot higher than mine.
He's not at home right now, so he's just yapping his gums.
Oh, it's something. Something happens, you get knocked off, or you die out here. Whoa! Just think how much money they're getting.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Yep, that's it. But, yeah, that's, I mean, that's...
See, what you fail to realize, Tim, is I'm not basic paper log yet. So I can knock your ass off, and I can make that logbook say I'm in anywhere in this country, and you ain't not the AA. It's a misspoke court.
Yeah, but you forget one thing, too. I'm in control of the cameras here at the house, so I can document every time you come and go.
I know how to get around the cameras, because don't forget, I'm the one to put them up.
Yeah, but, you know, they're at every door.
Yep.
And you don't know where I have the other two sitting at.
Oh, you
just
ain't got them.
Remember that.
I know you ain't got them.
Are you sure about that?
I can put that black face on. They don't know. I'll put one of them Biden foot mask on. They won't know who's under that mask. Just they.
Right.
You
should
put the Biden mask on.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, man, here's another one. Here's this one here. I'm gonna see if I can pull up the video. Yeah, here's the video right here. Okay, let's see if we can do this. Let me hit play on this. Yeah, I might have to expand it. But this truck driver comes up right there in Interstate 70 outside of Oak Grove there in Kansas, or Missouri, I mean, in Oak Grove on I-70. At like 2:30 in the morning, a plane lands on the highway, and the truck driver stops like just in front of it, and it's all recorded on the dash cam. So, and they put it on CDL Life here, so I was going to see if I can get it on to expand here. You could tell he's got his four ways on, and he's coming to a stop. I guess, yeah, and he's way ahead of it. Oh, man, the plane landed on the highway and kind of swerved off to the side, so he's sitting, like, in the left lane.
Yeah. Call 911.
And they say the plane ran out of gas. And I guess the plane landed because he ran out of fuel, and looks like the pilot is drunk. So I guess he mistook the road for the. I'm trying to see, you can't do it. You know, this is I was commenting. I sent an email to CDL Live. I said, I don't know how you guys do it, but you guys get videos on the. On their websites. I don't know how they do it. I try to share stuff all the time, and it's like sometimes you can't because of the format is and all that. This is on like Facebook Watch, and they just had to cut and paste over it. But yeah, it says the plane landed in front of one of the drivers on Interstate 70. The pilot was super drunk and ran out of fuel. He's lucky to be alive, but I wonder what kind of DUI you get for operating a plane under the influence. Well, I was.
Well, no, yeah.
I was,
have you guys seen that movie Flight with Denzel Washington in it?
Oh yeah,
he was drunk, and but he ended up crashing a plane, but everyone survived. Or no,
yeah.
There was a couple people that died. So.
Well, no, the only people that died were the actual crew members. You know the
yeah.
One
hey,
of the.
What do you bet them?
They say that was based off a true story.
Well, you bet about a week that guy that was driving that plane, flying that plane, if he gets a DUI or whatever, under the influence or whatever, watch. You're gonna see on one of the news medias where he contacted Nancy Pelosi's old man's attorney, and he'll get him out of it.
Yeah. You know, that's so funny thing. We're getting all this video from all these different places where we can get all kinds of video. And we even got video from Uvalde now from the inside the school. And it was, you know, it's really hard to watch sometimes and all that, but nobody can get the dash cam footage or the body cam from the cops that arrested Pelosi's husband. No, we can't see. Nobody can get some of that stuff.
I don't care. I went there. I don't know what all went down, but when that comes out, Ed, there's going to be a lot of people. I mean, yeah, they're saying, even on Fox, they're saying that there was like, there was like 400 cops at that school.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yep. And they didn't stop that any sooner than they did. It took them over an hour with 400 cops. What in the hell?
Well, I don't know if you saw, but a couple of the video is like, it's like they started down the hallway and then the guy, they don't even know if he was like, I mean, he was inside the room with the door closed and he just started shooting and he probably wasn't even shooting at the cops. The cops heard the gunshots, man. They turned tail and run. You saw on the video.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't say a lot for Texas, man. I thought them guys were supposed to be big and bad down there.
That's what I thought too. And you know, what's so funny is that when you, so over the weekend here, I binge watched the TV show on Amazon called The Terminal List, and it's written It was a book, and it was written by a Navy SEAL, and he was talking about the book. And of course, a lot of people didn't think that it should have been made into a show because it's really gruesome, and it tells a lot of details about killing and killing, just shooting people point blank, all that. Well, a couple of the scenes, it showed, like, what do you call the star is, what's his name, Chris Pratt, and he gets shot. And I mean, like, and it, even when you watch a movie like Soul Survivor, and Soul Survivor, I read the book, and the book, he tells in great detail that most of all the guys that were in that shootout, they were shot multiple times with AK-47 rounds, and they still kept going. They still kept going. They were all shot. Like, I mean, he was even shot in the back. What's his name? Marcus Luttrell. He was shot in the back twice, and he still come out alive. But I mean, through the whole thing, they still fought. You know, they didn't just keel over. You know, so I mean, sometimes, you know, yeah, nobody wants to get shot. You shouldn't ever want to get shot. But a lot of times, it's like, you know, sometimes it's better for you to take it than somebody else, especially children like that. So I don't understand right. why they even try to turn tail and run like that. So.
Well, just like you see that one today up in Indianapolis, or South Indianapolis, or wherever it was, that 21-year-old that went into that food court up there in that mall.
Yep.
Killed like three people or something, and that little piece of shrapnel hit that 12-year-old girl. Of course, she was all right. She was treated, released to hospital, piece of shrapnel they took out of her. But, yeah, before the cops got there, a 22-year-old with a legal carry permit took the man out. They took that kid out. The kid was 21 years old with a 6-hour rifle and two handguns. And was in the bathroom for an hour and 2 minutes, they said. Now, if they knew he was in there for an hour and 2 minutes, and he'd come out of the bathroom at the food court shooting. Well, when he did, I guess that 22-year-old was in there with his girlfriend or something. They was in the mall there. And, of course, he had a concealed carry. And he started motioning, you know, started doing his deal. Start telling everybody, you know, waving everybody to get out, you know, to get down and, you know, duck and run. And, well, I got your girlfriend out of the way, I guess, or whatever. But he unloaded that 9mm on him. They found, I don't know how many casings for that 6-hour they found there they picked up. I forget what they said there. But they recovered 10 rounds. They retrieved 10 rounds of the 9mm the kid that shot them, they recovered 10 rounds of his. So,
here you go.
Figured he was
I
walked
over here and heard to get a shirt. I was young, the kids and wife at the food court. And I just heard probably 20 rounds going off. I thought it was a joke. I thought something was going on, but everybody
Yeah, the
froze.
First one we thought was the intercom because it was the thing.
We just thought it was a game or something. So we see everybody running. And, well, like they said, they seen a body on the ground when they took off. My wife got separated from my two other kids. I couldn't get a hold of my son and my other daughter. I couldn't get a hold of them. My wife didn't know where he was at. It was just insane, man. It was a scary thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a big gun, too.
And it
like
was back. It wasn't just boom, boom. No, it was boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, like something repeatedly. And semi-automatic, it sounded like. 20 rounds, at least.
Me and my dad were in the middle of the mall, like the booth in the middle. We were getting a hoodie made for me because I really wanted one, and it was about to close. And then we just hear gunshots, and I just see people running our way. And we hurry up and run, and then we duck down behind a booth. And then
they locked the doors. One of the stores
was shutting down, so we hurry up and ran in there.
Yeah, it was something like a massacre, it seemed like. Like you watch the clip on the news and see. I've never been in nothing like that.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad because, like you said,
I've never experienced nothing like that.
I mean, I even think that they wouldn't even consider it a mass shooting unless it was actually four people. I think it's four or more. So, I mean, like, so, a lone man with a long gun killed three people before an armed bystander killed him in a Greenwood Park Mall food court Sunday evening, according to the police. So it appears that it had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition, entered the food court, and began shooting. The Good Samaritan, who shot the man with the rifle, was a 22-year-old man from Bartholomew County, Indiana. I was going to say, what did he have? What did he shoot him with? But it doesn't say.
Yeah, I thought they said.
I would assume that he put.
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like just for that little clip that you played, it was a 9, and if he came out with an AK, whatever gun, That's what it sounded like.
It was, it
some
said,
type of AK.
They were saying earlier it was a Sig Sauer. A Sig Sauer with a, I think, I don't know. It was a pretty good size round. It was a 223 round. 5.62 by 3.9 or something. It's something big. But before, you know, before they get done with it, Ed, he'll you know, he'll end up coming out of that bathroom with an AK with 50 caliber rounds in it before the news media gets done with everything. You know,
oh yeah, 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 yeah. Or they'll
come out there with typical Fox and CNN.
Well,
ABC,
it's not necessarily
whatever.
Fox, but it's,
well, what
it's
they'll do is
the
they'll,
news media in general.
Yeah, well, they'll come
your
up with something
your
bad about the guy.
People.
The guy, well, they'll come out with something about the guy that shot him. They'll say he you know, it was like he had it illegally or something like that. Or they'll change.
Another one you want to pull up is that one that happened up there in Minneapolis. I think today or yesterday or today. A guy got freaked out up there. I guess went and started shooting and shot right through this lady's house through her door, her kitchen, everything. And her, she was in there cooking dinner for her kids. And all these rounds started coming through the walls and the door and everything in her apartment. Now this is Minneapolis again. All right, so when the police got there, they shot the guy. He was standing there with a rifle shooting, so they shot him. Oh man, Black Lives Matter was first one on the scene, buddy.
Yeah.
So now they're up there protesting, said he didn't need to die like that because he had mental health issues. Well, if he had mental health issues, then why did somebody make sure he didn't have that gun? He had that gun, so. If he had mental health issues, guess what? They just cured him of his mental health issues because he don't have them no more. So you come in there and start shooting through my house, you're going to die. I'll tell you right now. I ain't waiting on
you. Oh, yeah.
They have to have a big gun to shoot through our house.
Right.
No. Yeah.
What gun do you want? That's more like it. Which one do you want? You want a small hole or do you want a big hole?
I got one down there. They don't say it. This gun here is to kill an intruder in your neighbor's house that's hiding behind the refrigerator. I got one of them.
You know,
yeah.
Out of all the guns that I saw over there, I didn't see nothing to kill an elephant.
Oh, you weren't looking good enough.
Kill an elephant. You ain't looked right.
Yeah.
You didn't see them all.
Or you didn't show me that one.
I got a 12-gauge. We got a 12-gauge single-shot Sabot gun down there to shoot Sabots. That damn thing, I'll show it to you next time you're out there. You don't blink with that gun. It's like a 12-gauge shotgun shell with a Sabot. It's not a round ball. It's a Sabot. That barrel's right.
Yeah, and it's like a $5 shotgun, so it doesn't get shot much.
250 or 300 yards, that thing's dead. It's deadly. Mm. I mean, it's dead on spot. At 300 yards, and it shoots a 12 gauge round at the end of it. But that's $5 a shot. That's what it was pre-Biden prices was $5 a shot. I don't know what they are now. We haven't bought any ammo for that gun. But them, a box of five shells was $25. They're $5 a shot. Yeah, if you pull that gun out, you better plan on using it.
That's awesome.
But, I don't know. It's, I don't know what they're doing, man. I don't know. I just, you know, just like that stuff up in Minneapolis, you know. As soon as that guy got shot, you know, Black Lives Matter was right there. And that's what they were saying. Well, they was on there protesting already and out there marching and protesting in front of that lady's house. And she was ecstatic. I mean, she was screaming and yelling and cursing, carrying on at them. And I don't blame her. You know, she's in there trying to cook dinner for her kids, and lead comes flying through the doors, through the kitchen, and over their heads and stuff. Luckily, nobody got hit. But the police got, you know, they got there in time, thank God, and they offed him. And all of a sudden, Black Lives Matter said, well, he had mental issues. He didn't need to die like that. Well, what the hell? What if he'd have shot one of them in there? They was innocent, them kids and her. You know, what did they do? Why? Was it a random thing? Did he target them? Was it something we don't know? It don't matter. It just still don't give him right to go in there and start shooting up her house. I don't care what she did to him or what their problems was.
Exactly.
Or how
exactly.
She knew him. There is no reason for that. I don't know.
I don't know either. I tell you, I mean, you know, everybody's Monday, you know, we always talk about Monday morning quarterback. Well, it seems to be everybody is a, you know, morning, what do you want to call it, mayor. You know, they're Monday morning mayor because they want to – they've always got something to say.
Yeah, I would still like to know all Black Lives Matter. You've seen them everywhere. Them, everybody. I have yet to see them show up in the city of Chicago for all that black-on-black crime and shootings and stuff up there. You never see them down there.
But well, no,
they're out in Minneapolis and they're everywhere else, but they will not go to Chicago.
No, they're not going out there. Ain't going to happen.
Because them boys in Chicago will shoot them just as fast as they will anybody else. They don't care.
Right, they don't care. So, did y'all see any of the pictures that came out of the truck show over there in Walcott?
Walcott. Never paid any attention.
I haven't looked at them all yet.
Because they pissed me off over there, because the ones in our group that was out there, I mean, with the exception of one in general has got me really bit. And we were just talking about that a little bit ago, me and Tim. She can't call into the station. She don't like being on the radio. You won't call in. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But, boy, if she goes and gets something or says that she's quick to put the shit on Facebook and wants everybody's comments on it, yeah, well, kiss my ass. I got some tip. If they don't start participating a little more, they want to be part of, you know, they want to be part of it, but nobody wants to participate. So either we start getting some participation, or we might as well just shut the damn stuff down and say forget it.
There you go.
Because this ain't a one-man band here.
Yep.
I ain't calling names. I can, but I'm not calling names on the radio, but they know who they are.
So I got some pictures sent to me. I don't know if y'all got them sent to you or not. Let me, this one here I wanted to, can I forward it? Yeah, okay. Let's pull it up and send it to the group one. I didn't post it yet because I got them today and then I've just been so busy, but, I think I just put it on the, yeah, you can see it now. So looks like Holly found a truck that had a redneck and knife skull on the window.
Actually, it wasn't a truck she found. I sent her because she wanted stuff to be able to hand out there. So the shirts that we had, all the sleeveless ones, I sent her those. I sent her the older decals that we had and told her just give them to people because it's a 50-50 shot if they will come off the paper.
Yeah, right.
So that's what it was. They had to modify them to get it to fit on there. And I told her, I said, that's all right. If it won't all come off and they got the skull, we all know, and anybody that knows our group knows that skull as being redneck and eyes.
I thought they had, like, specially made. That's amazing to me. Yeah. Like you're saying, the only thing that worked on the actual decal itself was the skull in the middle, and that was it.
Yeah.
But, go back in.
But I sent her whatever pens we had left over and any of the, because we still had some of the koozies left, so I sent her those, and I said, have at it. Do whatever you can do.
Yep. We got a picture I got sent to me was a picture of someone with a koozie. That was awesome. And I got them on YouTube now where they can see. So if you can see, Load to Ride Transportation, one of our sponsors, the driver of the truck, we had a decal, redneckanized decal made to match the truck. So she's got a black truck with a green stripe. So we got a green redneckanized decal right on the truck, right above the stripe, and it looks pretty damn cool. And then, like I said, at the truck show there in Walcott, she was giving out free decals. Well, they were old, so we didn't know if they were working or not. So yeah, you could see it right there. I mean, and it looks like it was like made for that. It was like that's what it was made for, is to put that
right
the skull right on there, you know. So it was awesome. But yeah.
And the girl with the can koozie, I'm not sure if she received that at Walcott or if she received it at Matt's, because that is one of quote unquote Robbie's people. Because that's
where she got that at Matt's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody that I've
took a couple koozies over there, and I handed out to all the office people.
Which I kind of figured when I seen it was Admiral Merchants, I was like, yeah, she probably got that from Matt.
Right. One of Robbie's people.
Yeah.
One of Robbie's people. Get out of here.
Greg, since Greg lowered his truck, he's part of my clan, my Robbie's people.
I didn't lower my truck.
Yeah,
you
did. Oh, let all that air out. It'll be sitting on the ground.
Oh, I ain't one of your peoples.
Oh, yeah, you are.
That's all right.
Oh, just admit it. You like being part of Robbie's clan and one of his people.
This weekend when I get in, I got my Conestoga up for sale. I got to go check out a few trailers next week while I'm in.
That's if I let him sit in long enough because, you know, I'm dispatching him now.
I don't give a damn. I ain't starting. I found a 53-foot step deck, 53-102 step deck, three axle, back two axles lift. I found one of them I got to go look at, and up in Warren, there's a 48. It's a 48. It's got 39-foot in the well. It stretches to 49-foot in the well. It's a manual detach, 50-ton, with a flip on the back of it. I got to go look at it this weekend. Or next weekend, I should say. This coming weekend. So I got to go up. I'm going to take a day. I think it's different ride and look and see what we can find, see what they look like. But either way, I'm going to end up getting something because being this drive-in is going to park company for a little bit. I'm going to park it, drop it, and I'm going to let it set up around the hill and eat grass because I ain't hauling this cheap shit out here with the rest of these guys. They can have all of these. They can run for $1.50 a mile if they want to. When they all go broke, I'll still have my trailers.
Yeah.
You just got to give me just a little bit, remember. Just give me some time to see what I can do.
You might do better than what they are, but I don't think you're going to do much better because these brokers are too damn crooked, man. Them pocket a lot of damn money.
Yeah, the reason is because they know it. They know they can get away with it. There's all these drivers out there. They just say, okay.
Well, it's like I said,
Robbie don't say okay.
No, the FMCSA, they keep wanting to put more and more regulations on us. What they need to do is start putting some regulations on them damn brokers. I don't say control their business, but they need to shut them down and cap it somewhere because they're taking way too much money and they're skimming off the fuel surcharge. I know that. Because Tiff and I have pretty much narrowed that down, and we can see that that's going on.
Right.
When you break the numbers down, and I figured it out here about a week ago at the mid-tip. I had her, me and her sit down and start crunching numbers, and I said, now there it is. And she figured out, we got it down to where it is. They are doing it. And wonderful C.H. Robinson, they're all doing it. C.H. Robinson, Coyote, the list goes on and on. Landstar. They're all doing it. Every damn one of them is doing it. If they're brokering freight, they're beating they're beating you out of money. They're beating you down to your damn socks, and they think it's all good. But yet, as soon as this all turns around, and it will bust, that bubble will bust, and then watch, they'll start crying like a bunch of little babies. Say, now, how's it feel? Now you know how we felt.
Yeah, and I had some conversations with some Landstar, you know, like, I don't know who they were, like VPs of maybe sales or whatever, but they were the people, they had a little meeting, and they wanted to it was kind of like a listening session for the drivers. And what it was is the back and forth was is that the load board for Landstar, they tell you, you can change the parameters, and that way you want certain miles or a certain location or a certain rate and all that, so you always – you know, modify that. So I don't want anything less than 250 a mile or whatever. I don't want anything that's over, you know, or less than 500 miles and stuff like that. So you set those parameters. Well, he explained to us that what happens is that the brokers, because they know what your parameters that you're looking for, you know, that you're looking for a, you know, 1500 mile load that pays $4 a mile. So what they're going to do is in order to get their load up over that wall, they're going to go in the system and create the load that says 1,500 miles going to this place, you know, or, and they try, you know, and of course, or and then they'll set the rate and they'll put the rate up high, and then you call and say, hey, that's a good load. I'll take that load. They say, well, actually, I just talked to the customer. They can't pay that rate. They have to pay this rate.
Yeah.
And what they do is they try to get you to take it. So because
right.
you say, I'm not going to take that load, and what boils down to it is that you see there when you start building these walls, the good loads, they don't exist. They're not in there, you know. And, of course, we
right.
always know. Everybody will tell you. If you are sitting there thinking about going on with Landstar, talk to a Landstar driver. They'll tell you all the good loads are never on the load board because they've already got their driver.
Well, no.
They already
that's
know
what
who
I
call.
Said.
Right. And so when the load board has the
load, they take all the good loads off of there and they put their garbage on the board.
Yeah, and they put their garbage on the board, and then they even like make it look like it's good. And then you call and say, hey, you know, that all looks good. You know, maybe I can get another $50 or whatever. And they're like, nah, the customer, they can't pay that, you know. Or they'll, like one guy, I mean, there's a couple of YouTube videos out there for guys that actually do their YouTube on a daily basis. And the guy was like, you know, I booked a load through the JB Hunt app, and then that guy just called me, and he said that they can't pay that rate. It's like another $500 less or whatever. And he said, then take it off of me. I ain't doing it. You know, and
right.
So that's what happens is you'll book the load for what you want it, and then they'll call you back and say, oh, I can't do that. And then, of course, the problem is all of our, you know, drivers out there, some of them just got too good of a hearts where, oh, I done said yes, so I'll go ahead and take it. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or,
well.
And that's what the broker will do, too. The broker will tell you, well, you done committed. So, you know, I mean, just take a little less money. It ain't going to hurt you. And it's like, yeah, it does.
No. I committed to the rate you had on the board, not to what you're giving me now. No.
Right. Yeah. And see, what we got to start doing, just like you're talking about, when they put the good load out there and then they find out, they call you up and say, well, the broker, they can't pay that. Then what you have to say to the broker is, well, then you better dip into your savings account. Because if you can't
that's
get
right.
the rate from the customer, then you need to pay me what you said you'd pay me. Because that's the way it works.
Right.
You know, if you're a broker and you got to move a load, then the customer says, hey, you know, I can move, I'll pay you $5,000 to move this load, and you're going to try to get it for, you know, $4,000 or $3,000 or whatever. And the guy calls you up and says, I'll move it for, I mean, the guy that you used to work for there, he did that, right? Well, we'll do it. We're going to do it. We're going to need
$7,500.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to need $7,500. And the broker can't get nobody to do it. Next thing you know, he calls him up. Okay, we'll give you $7,500. That's what happens.
Yep.
So
I was like, I told Tim 100 times, I'd like to know what he knows.
Mm.
I don't know how he
got
into it, but I mean,
that's crazy how he can just do that. He can just say no, you know. I mean, it's kind of like, what is it, some of the business people that you listen to when they try to make a lot of money, they're like, no needs to become your favorite word. You know, it's kind of like, you know, as a business, you kind of got to get a go-to.
I've learned that word.
Yeah. No, got to be your favorite
word. I've learned that word here this weekend, ain't I, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's crazy
stuff.
You know, you just got to fight with the brokers, tell them who's boss. And that's it. Yeah, you know, Greg's heard me on the phone with him. Tiff's heard me a little bit on the phone or messaging back and forth and whatnot. And
yep.
I don't put up with no bullshit.
I ain't. I got terminal manager. He won't even talk to me. He's talking to Tip now. He called me this morning about this load. I decided to agree. I'd go ahead and take it because I told him. I said, yeah, I'll take it because I'm coming over here to Mississippi. I got to go to Hattiesburg. I got to drop this off tomorrow in Hattiesburg, and then I got to go down to Augusta, and I'm going to pick up a cheap-ass load of paper. They get back to North Carolina, and then she's working on getting me to the house. And I told him, I said, when I get home, I'm parking the truck, the trailer. I said, I'm going to do something else because I said, I will not run my truck for $1.50 a mile. It will not happen. You know, I said, I didn't.
The way I've been. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. No,
I'm done.
The way I've been breaking the loads down, most loads are running about $1.50 a mile. Because the way I break them down for us, you know, of course, you know, the average that our company's running off of the fuel is 83 cents. So I take that mileage that they're saying it costs, I add in whatever deadhead we would have, and then take that fuel cost off, you know, take that and times that by the 83 cents, take that fuel off the top of the money, and then I take our percentage off, and then it gives me, you know, what we're getting paid. And then that's when I do what it costs per mile, and 9 times out of 10, it's a dollar something a mile.
Yeah.
What they're
doing,
and they're
ridiculous.
Doing it, I guarantee you, them brokers is doing it to everybody. And it's not just us. Because they're doing it to all of them.
They're doing it to every load that they put on that load board.
That's
because
right.
They know if they put it on that load board, somebody's going to take it. Yes, you might dicker the price, but if they can't move that load in those 2 days and you have the higher price of anybody else, they're going to come back to you and say, you know what, we decided, even though we rejected your price, we decided, you know what, we'll go ahead and do it for that.
Mm. Say, no, now the price done went up $200, $300 because you quibbled too long.
Yeah, exactly.
But what they're doing, Ed, they're taking and giving you the gross. They're telling you, well, this is what it pays. Say it's $1,500, all right, for instance. Load's $1,500. Now it's going 500 miles, all right? Then they'll tell you there's $1,500, and they got, you know, and it paid $500, $549, or whatever. Just say $500 for fuel, round numbers. It's got $500 on fuel.
Right.
Say, well, okay, you know, it's 500 mile, well, whatever. Okay, I'll do it. Now, what they're doing is that gross, they're adding that $500 into that gross. That's where they're coming up with the $1,500. As soon as you pull that $500 off, your fuel surcharge off that load, now it drops to $1,000. Then the company, you know, if you're, well, whoever you're working for, now they take their percentage out of that $1,000 that's left, and then you put that fuel back on there, then that's what the truck gross is. But once you take that fuel off, now you've got basically $700 or $800 to drive 500 miles on your truck. So now you take that $700 or $800 and you break that down, you know, you divide that by the miles, that $1,000 or whatever, or $800, you divide that by 1,000 or by 500 miles. And there's what your average mile per guy or your average, you know, your weight rate per mile is. And it's coming out to $1.50, $1.60. I screwed up Monday I had to haul a load for Donnie because Donnie had something going on home. He couldn't run it. So the dispatch called me and asked me if I'd run that load that he put on Don. I said, I'll do it. You know, no offense to Donnie. What is his fault? I said, yeah, I'll take it. I'll go ahead and take it. I'll cover it. You already took it. I took and went. I deadheaded to Massillon, Ohio, 56 mile over there to load the load. I loaded that load up.
Okay.
And it had a stop off in Westchester, Ohio, down by Cincinnati, north of Cincinnati right there.
Yeah.
All right, I get down there, he says, it's a stop-off. Now, what is a stop-off? When you get a stop-off, they take something off the truck there, and then they send you on your way to the next stop, right?
Yep.
No. I got down there, 2 hours to load it. It was supposed to be ready to load up there in Massillon when I got there. It took me 2 hours to get loaded up there. All right, I drive 2.5 hours down to Westchester. I get down there. Oh, they're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. They went home. They're going home, but they're going to keep somebody there waiting on you. Yeah. I got there. There was 6 damn trucks waiting there. Yeah. They was waiting on 6 of us, I guess. All right. I had another 2 hours there, but when I backed into the dock, they took that load that I brought from Massillon down there. It was supposed to have a stop-off. They unloaded the whole damn load there, turned around. He said, well, you're going to Bowling Green, right? I said, yeah. He said, oh, okay, well, I'll get it loaded back up. He put a whole different load, a whole other load on me. Now, it was 40-some thousand going down. They took that load off, put another 43,000 on me going down to Bowling Green. I did that round from Massillon to Bowling Green, Kentucky, paid $1,400 damn. I hauled 2 loads for the price of 1, and it had like $400 of fuel on it. I raised holy hell. When we broke that down, I ended up with 77 cents a damn mile on that load.
Yeah. Yeah. And
oh, he was,
and, you
Ed,
know,
Ed,
and,
you don't understand. He was about ready to blow a gasket. I mean,
Robbie,
blow a gasket.
We talked about that already.
It was one of Robbie's people that we used for the broker. One of Robbie's people.
Yeah.
It was a TQL load.
Not one of Robbie's people, because one of Robbie's people that he can't do.
Oh, that TQL, I'll never. I told her. I said that ain't over with yet. Just like C.H. Robinson, they can go to hell too, because there's some cheap bastards too. I'll put them right out there. I don't care. I don't care. You screw me, you're gonna get screwed too.
I think that's the biggest problem is that, I mean, unfortunately, they don't get on YouTube and they don't follow anything on social media, but those are the ones that have no clue on what the rates need to be. They'll take whatever they got, you know, and I don't understand. I don't understand those people. But what do you call, I mean, that's what they did. What they did was they took two short loads that should pay more because they're short loads, and they booked them together. And that way they could pay a lower rate because it's like, well, it's more miles, so it doesn't pay as much. Because we all know the shorter the load, you know, because, I mean, I know guys that make $1,000 a day just running 100 miles local in the Houston or Dallas area because it's all local. So they're getting paid a lot of money. They're getting paid $8, $9 a mile running local because, you know,
there ain't a truck out here running the road that shouldn't be clearing $1,000 a day. After fuel and expenses and everything, that truck should clear $1,000 a day.
Right.
At least $1,000 a day. Hey,
yeah.
That being said, you ain't paying attention to the clock. You got to get to work.
You got to get to work.
So we can have this conversation every night for till the cows
get
home. But you got to go.
Man.
So
fires yet. Yep.
I'm going to get off here and let you thank our sponsors, and I will give you a call maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good, bud. All right, now. Everybody have a good evening out there. So, yeah.
Bye,
all right.
Guys.
Good one.
Bye now. So, yeah, we're, like I said, we're here for an hour every day, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1, or you can listen along. Or we're also on YouTube Live, and we appreciate everybody doing that YouTube Live right there. And I wanted to show everybody on YouTube before I go is we got Poker Chips. Look at that, man. Isn't that freaking awesome? The Zoom would fix itself. But yeah, there you go. And then on the back side, it talks about our radio show. And it's got the phone number, website, and everything. It's pretty freaking awesome. I love it. So we'll be getting those out to everybody, you know, when we can start passing them out, when you go visit places and everything like that. Or if you call in, we might even send you something. You never know. So, like I said, thank our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. Download their app from your app store, the Trucker Tools app, and appreciate all their support. Again, I mentioned earlier, Load to Ride Transportation. They were at the truck show over there in Walcott. That's ltrtransportation.com. Or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. That's a great, great trucking company out of Denver, Colorado, and they're busy over there. They say they're running hard. So if you're a company driver looking for a place to go, check them out, ltrtransportation.com. So DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com. Appreciate all their support. And I want to thank them again because we're so proud of them. And plus, I don't think the audio was working earlier when I was checking them out earlier. So yeah, there you go. So until tomorrow, you guys stay safe and everything. We'll see you back there. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Check everything out there. Don't forget to give us a call, 515-602-9731, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Redneck and Eyes Radio. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live, Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you. All right, now we'll see you.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.